With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order.
Remember to revel in the realness. And what I mean by that is when this quote unquote picture perfect image triggers you and you feel bad about yourself, I always say, well, it means first and foremost that I'm not present and that I need to go and connect with the realness and the rawness of my own life. I'll get out into nature and I will smell what I can smell and touch what I can touch and just come back to the present moment, because nothing looks as good good as the wonder of life feels. Do you know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, well, what really matters to me? And I go out and I make sure that I'm in the present moment, I'm in nature, and I just come back to the realness of life. And that really helps me.
Now let the magic begin. Hello, and Jaimayomis. It is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a soul expanding and heart opening podcast. And this episode is brought to you by Grammarly and Cacao Bliss by Earth Echo Foods. And in this episode, well, this episode was recorded a while ago because we wanted to make it happen before this goddess gave the gift of life. Melissa Ambrosini. Melissa is a multiple best-selling author, keynote and TEDx speaker, and the host of the Melissa Ambrosini Show. She's been on this podcast before, and I'm so happy and so honored to have had her on again. And I thoroughly enjoyed this conversation, as it is one I definitely needed a reminder of, and I'm sure many of you do as well. I also want to say that I'm just so happy for her being a new mother, giving birth to a beautiful baby girl. And in this episode, I did ask for the name of her baby girl, and she was keeping it a secret until her baby was born, which I fully honor. But now that it's all out there, I highly recommend browsing her Instagram page, Melissa Ambrosini, for the name of her baby girl and the beautiful picture that her and her husband Nick took. What a beautiful mother Melissa is, seriously, and a beautiful family as well. Anyway, this is an episode dedicated to many of us souls listening, as it's only human for the human to experience comparisonitis. Especially this day and age with social media and many lives being more easily accessed than ever before, along with the highlight reels of people's lives that people abundantly share. And though I love where this world is as far as being able to connect with so many people so vastly and rapidly, there are, of course, a lot of challenges for the human to experience and learn from, such as comparisonitis. In fact, it may even be an epidemic in this world. From what I've seen, at least, it seems that it's not only affected me, but most I've talked to, I've communicated with, no matter where they are in their life's journey. Anyway, Melissa wrote a book on it for us, which is amazing, and the book is called Comparisonitis: How to Stop Comparing Yourself to Others and Be Genuinely Happy. And Comparisonitis is available now, so just go to comparisonitis.com for more details. And what I loved most about this conversation, well, aside from the brilliant golden nuggets of wisdom Melissa, of course, shared, but I loved that she gave a lot of practical power strategies and techniques you can implement into your life at any moment. So this is indeed a conversation based on radical self-love, which I love. And I hope that you enjoy this show. It's indeed one to empower the human and nourish the soul and bring you back home. Also, if this episode or any other Your Own Magic episode has helped your human and healed your soul in any way, shape, or form, and you feel the nudge or you feel called to write a review, that would mean the absolute world. And I also want to thank you by offering a giveaway. And this will be the second time I'm doing this specific giveaway, where I send someone a bunch of my favorite things, like candles and jewelry and books. And so if you're interested in entering the giveaway, feel free to send a screenshot of your rating and review to hello@yourownmagic.life. This is only if you feel called, and I appreciate you greatly. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. And I think it's time we get on with the show, shall we? And now, I believe it is time to let the magic begin with Melissa Ambrosini. What lights you up most in this season of your life?
Well, this season of my life, I am pregnant. It's so good. I'm pregnant with my first child. It's so exciting. So that is definitely lighting me up. And also my new book, which is out right now, Comparisonitis. So yes, there are things that are lighting me up.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Can you, because you just told us you're pregnant, everybody's going to be curious, boy or girl, if you know.
It's a girl.
And do you have a name?
I do, but I'm not telling anyone.
Nope. You don't get a no. Are you keeping it private, like her private and everything, like, so she's not in the public's eye, or do you mind sharing her?
We will probably keep her private. Yeah. But that may change. I don't know. But that kind of feels good right now, but we'll just see. We'll just see.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So comparisonitis. We know your story. We've heard your story when you came on before, but we only heard probably a chapter or a couple chapters of that story, but I'm sure you have another chapter to share and what led you to realize, oh my, I am paralyzed right now. I am debilitated by this comparisonitis. So if you can share a bit of your story and how you realize, oh, well, I am battling comparisonitis essentially. Yes. And what it is and what it is.
Yeah. So basically, comparisonitis is when we compare ourselves to others and in a toxic, unhealthy way, and we make it mean something about ourselves, like I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I am less than that other person. So that is comparisonitis. And a majority of people are suffering with it right now. There is healthy comparison and there is unhealthy comparison. And a lot of us are suffering with the unhealthy comparison. So, like with all of my books, I write them for myself because I'm dealing with that at that time in my life. And comparisonitis was something that I was definitely dealing with whilst I was writing. I was suffering the worst case of comparisonitis ever. I was constantly comparing myself to others on social media, in my friendship circle, all of these women who were getting pregnant around me quite quickly. And it took my husband and I 18 months. So that was a huge 18-month battle of severe comparisonitis. And I remember this one day I was scrolling Instagram whilst I was on the toilet. And as you do, I came across this New York Times bestselling author who had just written like her 100th book and was again a New York Times bestseller. And I found myself comparing myself to her, you know, why aren't my books New York Times bestsellers? Like, I'm not good enough. Maybe my writing's not as good. What's going on? And I went into this really unhealthy, toxic spiral of comparisonitis. And then I came back upstairs to my office and I sat down at my computer and I got an email from this beautiful girl who was telling me that she's writing her first book. And did I have any words of wisdom for her? Because she was comparing herself to me. And, you know, this, she said, you know, I'm comparing myself to you. You've written so many best-selling books. And I had this light bulb moment that here I was comparing myself to someone else whilst someone else was comparing themselves to me. It's like this vicious cycle. And I realized in that moment that we're all comparing ourselves to each other.
And 100%.
It's a very unhealthy thing to do. And I went into the data and I went into the research of what this is doing to depression rates, anxiety, panic attacks, and suicide rates. And since we have been exposed to social media and comparing ourselves so much more than we usually would, all of those things have increased: depression, anxiety, panic attacks, and suicide. So we know we need to do something about it. We know we need to look at our habits. We know we need to look at comparisonitis. We know we need some tools to help ourselves, not only for us, but for our children and our future generations. Because if we don't look at this now, we're going to be in trouble later.
Because it's a repetitive wound that's going to carry through. And as social media expands into whatever it's going to, you know, expand into, who knows what the younger generations are going to go through along with carrying this wound that we have passed over. And so I think that's, yeah, this is a crucial epidemic to actually tackle that we don't often think about. And so I'm so glad that you wrote about this. How can we begin to heal this? Is there a key that we can possibly explore?
Yes, there is so many things. oh my goodness, there's so many things that you can do to heal your comparisonitis, which I share in the book. But I'll share with you just four little, what I call headspace healers. So basically, you know, comparisonitis takes up a lot of mental bandwidth. It takes up a lot of energy. As you know, like when you're in a comparison spiral, it's exhausting. Yeah. So we need to implement these four headspace healers to really help ourselves to shift out of that lack mentality and shift back into that abundance mentality. So, okay, let's go through them. Number one, the first one is to live vibrationally. And what that means is to make sure that everything you're doing in your life is of a high vibration. So the people you surround yourself with, the work that you're doing, the food choices you're making, the smells, the environments you put yourself in, because everything is energy. And comparison is a very low vibrational, toxic, unhealthy, dark energy, right? And so to elevate out of that, we need to raise our vibration. And we do that by making sure our experiences, our food, our relationships, everything that we do is of a high vibration. So go through every area of your life. Start with your health. Start, and then go to your relationships and make sure, are they vibrating at such a high frequency? Am I surrounding myself with really high vibrational relationships? And so go through every area of your life and make sure you're living high vibrationally. That's the first one.
Amen. Amen. What's the second one?
The second one is switching from this pie perspective to this candle consciousness, which is what I call it. So basically, the pie perspective is that lack mentality. So that's the mentality of, if you have like a delicious organic chocolate gluten-free pie and someone wants a slice and you then think, well, now there's not enough for me, then that is that lack pie perspective, where you could give someone a piece of your pie and think, well, there's still enough left for me. There's still enough to go around. There's still some for me. You know, I don't need to have the whole pie, but there's still enough for me. So it's that switching from that lack pie perspective to the candle consciousness. So candle consciousness is like that abundant mindset. So think of it like, if you are in a dark room and you have a candle and someone enters the room and their candle is not lit, you can light their candle with your candle. And then guess what you have more of? More light.
Oh, more light.
And then someone else walks in and their candle's not lit, and then you can light theirs, and then you've got even more light and more light and more light. And that is the abundant mentality that we need to shift into, because comparison keeps you in that pie perspective, that lack perspective. But we want to shift you into that candle consciousness, that abundant consciousness, because that's when you'll automatically raise your vibration and live more high vibration, but you'll start to attract more into your life that is of that high vibration. So that is the second one.
So true. Oh, can I add one thing to that that I've noticed? I remember when it felt as though perhaps what people were after, it felt like it was only limited, it was scarce. But then for people to have their voice and their message heard by so many, and it just feels as though like the universe is coming up with ways for everybody to have their candle lit. TikTok's an example, you know, and so they can share their light in whatever way. And it may be their voice or whatever they desire, and it might be whatever else. But it seems as though, you know, now there's Bitcoin. I'm just really stretching here, but this, there's just so many new abundant ways to make it so everybody can somehow have their candle lit these days. And so that's why I genuinely don't believe in scarcity, is because it's like the universe is coming up with more ways so we can all feel satisfied in that way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, this is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course, having efficient digestion, and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course, they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today.
Okay, tell us the third.
Okay, so the third one is about dialing up your self-worth. When we are suffering from comparisonitis, you will most likely have or feel like you have quite low self-worth. So I call it, in my first book, in Mastering Your Mean Girl, I talk about the worthiometer. And so we want to be 10 out of 10 on the worthiometer. We want to feel overflowing with worthiness in all areas of our life, because someone who does is going to experience and attract very different things in their life to someone who is like a 1 out of 10 on the worthiometer. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so we need to make sure that we're dialing up our self-worth, dialing up our worthiometer. So it's 10 out of 10 on the worthiometer. And this will eradicate comparison. So I can tell a lot from people's choices where they sit on the scale. You know, someone who is 10 out of 10 is going to be very different to someone who's like a 1 out of 10. Even the food choices they make, the relationships that they choose to be in, the work that they choose to do, how they choose to spend their time, their environments. So making sure, like, you tune in with yourself and ask yourself, like, where do I feel right now on the worthiometer? Like, and be really honest, maybe it's an 8, or maybe it's a 5, or maybe it's a 3. And then remind yourself that you are worthy of all of the love and abundance in this entire world, and dial it back up. Dial it back up to a 10, because life is so precious and so sacred, and we don't know how long we're here for. And you are worthy. We are all worthy. We're worthy because we're here and we're breathing. And there was 1 in 400 trillion chances that you were born, that your parents got together and created you. That is a miracle, which means you're worthy. So yes, let's dial up our worthiometer and keep it at a 10. And then when you are at a 10, you won't be comparing yourself to anyone else.
Mm-hmm. Let's say someone's at a 1, a 2, a 3. Even a 4 maybe, how can they dial it up?
I talk about, I mean, I've got a couple of meditations, some self-worth meditations mm-hmm. that can help you do that, but it's really a choice. Like it's literally close your eyes and say, I feel like a 2 on the worthy-o-meter. Okay. Mm. Now take that up. What would a 3 feel like? What would a 4 feel like? What does a 7 feel like? What does an 8 feel like? What does a 9 feel like? And now, what does a 10 feel like? Just feel that for a second. Yeah, you can smile. Just feel it. What does being a 10 out of 10 on the worthy-o-meter feel like for you? What does that feel like? Mm. Does it feel light? What does that feel like? Just tune into that for a second. And take in a deep breath. And exhale. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Could you feel what a 10 felt like?
What was wild to me is that when we got to 7, I felt that. 8, I was like, huh. 9, I was like, huh. But then for whatever reason, 10, perhaps because we took more time with it, and this was a sudden exercise, which I'm all for, by the way. But 10, I could see and I could feel. But it was interesting when we went to 8 and 9, I was like, huh, what does this feel like? You know, and I just felt that 7. But the 8 and 9, I thought that was interesting.
Maybe it was because we didn't take a lot of time with it. But did you feel the 10?
Oh, exactly. I did. I felt the 10 when we got to the 10. And I saw myself, I was dancing to Lizzo. And I love Lizzo. And it just felt so liberating.
See, mm-hmm. You can get there. You got there in a few minutes.
Yeah.
There's no like, I can't get there. I can't, I'm a 2 and I can't get up to a 10 on the worthy-o-meter. Like, you can get there. It's a matter of just closing your eyes and feeling what a 10 feels like and dialing that up and now taking that out with you into your day. Mm-hmm. And it's as simple as that. And I know it sounds easier said than done, but we really just need to take that time and do that work so that we are 10 out of 10 on the worthy-o-meter.
Yeah. Yeah. What does, this might be a out there question, but because everybody has different perceptions of how they see their worth and how they view their lifestyle and their food and everything else. Do you have a defined, like, this is what is high vibrational to get to 10 out of 10, or is it really just due to the person's perception of reality, if that makes sense?
I think everyone is different.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Everyone is different. Like, what does that mean for you?
Yes.
What does that look like for you? And these are the questions and the self-inquiry that we need to do to get to understand ourselves on a deeper level.
Yeah. Now you also have technique called the 4-step ACEs technique. So what exactly is it? What does it do? What does it mean for us? I'm so curious.
Okay. So the 4-step ACEs technique is designed to make you feel ace again because because you know, when we're comparing ourselves, we don't really feel ace. We don't really feel very good. You know, it's a yucky feeling. So I created this 4-step ACEs technique to really help myself and started sharing it with my clients and my tribe, and they love it. So I put it in the book. So basically the first step is, it's an acronym. So A stands for awareness. You have to become aware of when you're comparing yourself and what are the triggers? when and where. Is it social media? Is it a friend? Is it billboards? Is it movies? Is it flicking through magazines? All inner transformation, the first step to all inner transformation is awareness. Because once you are aware, you cannot unknow what you now know. So literally become aware. Where are you comparing yourself? Is it on social media? What is it? That's the first step. Okay. The second step is choosing a different path. So instead of going down that comparison path, so getting on that trigger, like social media, and then going down that comparison path, making a conscious choice to choose a different path, like a path, and ask yourself, how do I want to feel instead? Like, we all know what comparison feels like. It doesn't feel nice, right? So how do I want to feel instead? I want to feel light. I want to feel energetic. I want to feel at home within my body. So maybe write that down. You know, how do I want to feel instead? And then the third step, E, stands for eliminate the trigger, or you exit the situation, or you exhale. Okay. So what I mean by that is eliminate the trigger. So say your trigger is social media. I want you to eliminate it, set a timer for yourself to go on it, or completely do a detox from social media, whatever it is, you know.
I'm pro that. Yes.
Or say it's a family member or a friend, or a group of friends, and the trigger is them all standing in a circle, talking about their latest guy expeditions, and you know, you're single and you've been dating for a really long time, and that triggers you to compare yourself. In that situation, you could exit the situation. You could excuse yourself. You could just say, I'm just going to go to the bathroom. You don't have to explain yourself. You just go to the bathroom. And then whilst you're in the bathroom, you take a couple of really deep breaths and you come back to your center before you return. Okay. Or if that isn't an option, you can just exhale. So for example, when my best friend told me she was pregnant during the time, those 18 months, I couldn't eliminate the trigger because I can't remove her from my life. And I couldn't exit the situation and just run into the other room because it was just me and her. So in that moment, I chose to just exhale. I chose to take a deep breath and just come back to my center and to exhale.
Wow.
And then fourth step, S, it stands for shifting your state. So taking action to change your energy. So in that situation when my girlfriend told me and I took a deep breath, I stood up and I just started shaking my body a little bit, like just shaking it out, like almost like I was just stretching. I would stretch my legs a little bit. You can dance, you can jump up and down, you can listen to music, you can do whatever you want. You know, for the girl who went to the bathroom while her friends were all talking about the dating, you know, she could do some jumping up and down or shaking it out in the bathroom cubicle or whatever. You know, it's just about shifting that energy. And if you're eliminating a trigger, like on social media, put on a song and just dance around. But you want to shift your energy, shift your state. So that's the ACEs technique. A stands for awareness. C, choose path. E, eliminate. And S, shifting your state. And if you do that, whenever comparison creeps on in, then you'll feel ace again.
First of all, I love the last one. I've done it so many times, especially like that shake it off mentality, just that shifting. But also when you explained E, I was thinking back on something. I was like, whoa, I feel like I've innately, and a lot of us innately do that, but for whatever reason, you've provided this tool and you've articulated it for us of how we can work through it, which is so beautiful. This is such a practical tool that's so simple. The second you're triggered, all right, ACEs, all right, I'm aware of it, obviously. So choosing the path. Okay, I got to choose what direction, redirect my perspective of this or my thought process of it. I love that.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Yeah, use it.
I'm sure many of you may be using Grammarly as your automated grammar checker. And if you're not, well, that is a must. But let me tell you about Grammarly Premium, which gives you real-time feedback and insights to help you elevate your writing through tone, word choice, clarity, and more. I have been using Grammarly since college. For work, of course, for even communicating with families and friends through emails or letters. So clearly, using it for a decade, this is not a tool I ever intend to let go of. But now, Grammarly Premium has indeed elevated my writing with their amazing feature that makes your sentences clear, concise, and crisp by cutting out unnecessary words and redundant words, which I have realized I do more than I realize. And I did it right there. Anyway, so Grammarly helps you avoid overused words and redundancies to keep the readers engaged, and also expands your vocabulary by replacing the boring or bland, the basic words, with something that is more exciting or effective and memorable for your readers. I really do use Grammarly Premium every single day. Well, every single day that I'm writing. And I must credit it for being one tool on my tool belt to not only help my writing look better and smoother and more eloquent, but also has actually helped me learn how to write more effectively. And so if you are writing a book, this is one tool I feel as though you must at least try. As Grammarly Premium helps you write like a pro with advanced real-time feedback, like I stated before. And so that way you can level up your writing for work, school, or even personal reasons, personal projects. And you can harness the power of Grammarly on every platform with their desktop editor, browser plugin, and mobile apps. And Grammarly doesn't just correct your mistakes, it helps you build up your skills as a writer. So elevate your writing with 20% off Grammarly Premium by signing up at grammarly.com/magic. That's 20% off Grammarly Premium at grammarly.com/magic. And don't just say it, make a statement with clear, flawless text that's sure to impress. I had to add that little tag, but I love it. And yeah, I, again, highly, highly recommend Grammarly Premium. So anyway, on with the show. Now, a lot of us suffer. Okay, I'm not going to say suffer, but we definitely can be very triggered when we open up what we probably look at daily, our phone, look at Instagram, and influencer culture is definitely taken over as there's hundreds of thousands of what seems like perfect specimens on this planet. And we compare our lives to theirs because we know nothing, but we just know our own lives and whatever we go through. And so I'm curious, how can we, of course, perhaps we pull out the tool of ACEs, but do you have any more advice for those that suffer from, you know, the comparisonitis when it comes to influencer culture?
Mm-hmm. So there is a chapter on influencer culture in the book because it is so prominent. Like you said, it's everyone's an influencer these days. You got a social media platform, you're an influencer.
Yeah.
So it's something that we need to talk about. And I think really important for us to look at now and for parents to look at now, because we, you know, children are getting mobile phones really, really young, like scarily young.
I know.
And we need to look at this now to prevent them from having mental health issues, which is the way that it's going. And we don't want that. We don't want that. So I've got a couple of strategies, power strategies that can help people remember. Well, not so much remember, like help them move through if they suffer from comparisonitis to influencers. Okay. So the first thing I actually want to say is, like, being an influencer is a job, right? And this is like for the pro influencers. Like, this means that influencers They're very extra selective about what they're going to share. Okay. It's like their social media platform is their resume. Mm-hmm. And it's like an architect and their portfolio, or a photographer and their portfolio. Like their portfolio is their Instagram account. Okay. So of course it's going to be shiny, and it's the highlight reel. And we all know that, yet we forget that. Mm-hmm. It's very easy. It's like amnesia. We have amnesia with it. Like, we just forget that it's their highlight reel, and we think, oh, their life is perfect, quote unquote perfect. And I want to encourage everyone to delete the word perfect and perfection from their vocabulary, because it just doesn't exist, and it's only going to force you to compare yourself even more. Okay. Mm-hmm. So delete those words, and remember that being an influencer is a job, and their social media accounts is their resume, it's their portfolio. Okay.
Yeah.
So another thing that we need to remember when it comes to influencers is that they have lots of tricks and up their sleeve and in their bag. And it's important that we understand their tricks of the trade. You know, like, they have lighting tricks, and usually they're using professional hair and makeup and pro cameras and loaned wardrobes and airbrushing, you know, things like that. I think we can kind of look at these photos and go, oh, they just woke up like that? Not really. Usually not. There's like professional lighting, professional photographers, professional hair and makeup. Professional stylists and airbrushing and all sorts of things. So we need to remind ourselves of that when we're looking at these photos, okay? And then the next thing is zooming out. And what I mean by that is, no matter how perfect, quote unquote, perfect you may perceive a picture to be, you have no idea what is beyond that frame. Mm. Okay. So I share a story in the book about how I was on a trip with my husband to the Greek islands, and there is the most beautiful photo of the Santorini backdrop with me in this gorgeous blue dress. And it's all white and blue, and it's so stunning. And in the background, there's an angry husband who is so over taking photos of me. There is my stepson who is like so bored out of his brains, complaining. There's clothes everywhere. There's people watching us and thinking, what is this crazy family doing? You know, and you don't see any of that in the image. Yeah. You don't see any of that. So like, remember to zoom out. Like, you don't know what is behind the image. You don't know, like, whether the husband and wife have just had a fight, or you just don't know. Or there's a child in the corner having a tantrum. So remember to zoom out. You don't know what's beyond the frame. And like, comparing yourself to this picture perfect image that you don't know the full story, it's just not healthy. It's just not healthy.
Remember, there's more beyond the frame. Remember, there's more beyond the frame. I love that.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the third thing is that really helps me is to remember to revel in the realness. And what I mean by that is, when this quote unquote picture perfect image triggers you and you feel bad about yourself, I always say, well, it means first and foremost that I'm not present. And that I need to go and connect with the realness and the rawness of my own life. You know, so I'll go and I'll get out into nature, and I will smell what I can smell and touch what I can touch, and just come back to the present moment. Because nothing looks as good as, you know, like the wonder of life feels. Do you know what I mean? So, absolutely. You know, I look at these images that are just images on a phone, and I'm like, okay, well, what really matters to me? And I go out and I make sure that I'm in the present moment, I'm in nature, and I just come back to the realness of life, you know, and revel in that realness. And that really helps me.
That is major, because what you see on the phone, that's 2D. That's only has so much sensory to
satisfy or to trigger you. But man, in this reality, we get to go out in nature. And that is truly, that has been my actual savor with a lot of things beyond social media anxiety. I mean, they know that I've gone through a lot of different mental health, whatever. And for whatever reason, nature is the one thing that always brings me back home. And so I love that you said that. And I also love that you brought up what really is happening or what's going on in the internal world. Some of my best pictures, man, the reason why I took those pictures was because I was heartbroken at the time. And I was like, I'm going to show him, you know, and you don't know what's going on with the person and why they do it, their intentions behind it, also what's going on in their reality. I was going through something physically at that time as well. And honestly, the setting was really awkward. There were other people around. It was Bali. It was noisy, though it looked so beautiful. And I'm thankful for those pictures. But that's been my own experience with some of my favorite pictures that are just a picture moment, but that wasn't a picture perfect situation. Some of them felt amazing, but there are a couple that come to mind that I'm like, ooh, I love that picture, but man, it wasn't always as perceived. And I've also witnessed as well, and I'm sure you have too, other people taking pictures and it's just not as it seems 100%. So I'm glad that you brought that up. And I think that's key to know. And it shifts everything.
100%.
Yeah. Speaking of mental health, by the way, what are some of your tips for those who perhaps experience mental issues? It could be bipolar disorder, borderline personality disorder, if you have tips, because I know that's like such a intense topic, but because it's hard when they're in those states. It's possible because we are not limited by anything. It's 100% possible, but sometimes it can be a little more challenging, and to be aware that it's a little more challenging in your human suit. Are there extra tools or tips that they can use to just like alleviate or release this comparisonitis when it's triggered?
100%. Yes. I've got six little strategies that you can implement into your life. Okay. So The first one is keeping your eyes on your own lane, right? Stop looking to other people left and right and comparing yourself to other people. Just stay in your own lane. That is going to severely stop you from suffering from comparisonitis and going down that destructive path. So keep your eyes on your own lane. The second one is, remember that you don't need to keep up with the Joneses. You know that saying, like, I got to keep up with the Joneses or the Kardashians or whoever else you want to keep up with. Like, stop wasting your precious time worrying about what other people are doing or what your life looks like from the outside. Mm-hmm. You don't need to keep up with anyone else. If all your friends are getting engaged, if all your friends are having kids, if all your friends are going to this school or this job or this country, you don't need to do that. Like, do what feels true for you and quit trying to keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah.
And then the third one is engage your own internal GPS system. So this is kind of about going within. And remember that it's the best way to steer your life in the direction that feels truest for you is to go within and remember that your own internal GPS is always right. And we need to follow that no matter what your parents or friends or coach or mentor says to you. Like, your internal GPS, following your intuition, is so much more powerful than listening to what anyone else has to say. Your intuition always knows best, always. And then number four is remember what is important and of value to you. Okay. So it's really important that we get clear on our values, because values are what help you map your way forward in life. Values are the things in your life that are important to you. And it's crucial that you know what you value, because once you know what's important to you, you can stop looking over your shoulder to see what so-and-so is doing over there or Stacy's doing over there. And you stay in your own lane. So when you know your values and you use them as your compass to make your decisions, you're never going to look outside of you and compare yourself to others. Like, if all of your friends are getting married and having babies and that's not a value, a core value of yours, then there's no point comparing yourself to other people. You know, if all of your friends are traveling and travel's not important to you, you know, there's no point in comparing yourself. So know your values. Like, what are your values? What are your core values around relationships, your core values around your career, your values around health, your values around money? You know, go through every area of your life and get crystal clear on what are your values and keep them at the forefront of your mind, and you won't compare yourself to anyone else.
This is gold, and I felt that so strongly. Because I'm experiencing something very similar with a friend that I've had to really go internally, because we both have polarized opinions about, I mean, what's going on in the world and politics or whatever. And she's one of my most valued friends, my most treasured friends. But, you know, this is one area where we had to, with love, we were like, there's a little, and we'll talk about that in a bit, the fixed fractured friendship. So I'm going to remind you, like, I'd love to talk about that, but I had to really look within myself and be like, I just have to stick with what I believe and what's true to, for me and my values. And that's okay that she does the same for herself, but to not, you know, not judge her or myself for feeling how we feel. And yeah, so I just wanted to put that out there, because this is something I think a lot of people, especially during this time, are going through with friendships. And we could compare ourselves to how they're, well, I guess we would more so just be comparing the relationship. But yeah, that there were pieces in there that was so important for this time, along with, of course, not comparing yourself to how, for example, a lot of my friends are also married, have kids, and I'm in a different place, even though I just turned 30 and I thought I would have a kid by now and I thought I would have my man by now, but I don't. And so I do have to go back and not allow myself to compare to that situation.
100%.
Yeah.
And yeah, thank you for sharing that. I mean,
yeah. I know you're in a flow. Let's keep going, because I'm curious what else there is.
Okay. Number 5 is forget about your speed. Okay. Mm. So remember that everyone is traveling at their own speed. This is not something that we need to compare ourselves to. So I have this story in the book where my dad was teaching me how to drive. And he used to say, keep your eyes on your own lane and worry about your own speed. And that was such a metaphor for life, because I'm like, okay, I need to keep my eyes forward on my own lane and worry about my speed. Like, what speed am I doing? And, you know, when I was in my 20s, most of my school friends were getting married, having children, buying their dream homes and settling down, quote unquote, settling down. And I was traveling the world, writing books, doing book tours, you know, interviewing for people for my podcast, doing speaking gigs and building my career. And I loved it. And I could have easily compared myself to them, but it wasn't a core value. Going back to the point before, like having babies and buying a house and being in one spot was not a value of mine at that time in my life. My core values were around career and building my career. And so while all of my friends are doing that, I was traveling, and someone could have looked at me and gone, well, you know, you better hurry up. Like, you better speed up. Like, you know, you don't have a husband yet. You don't have kids yet. You don't have a home yet. You don't have like all this, but that wasn't important to me at that time in my life. And so go at your own speed. Remember that this is your life and you can go at your own speed. And when you remember that, you won't compare yourself to others.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Absolutely. In fact, that's exactly what I was getting at with that is actually my reflection when I do compare to my best friends that have their husband and their kids and their home and everything. I'm like, you know what? I traveled and I lived the way that I wanted to live in my 20s. And so I think that is so beautiful to reflect back and just appreciate what you've been through, what you've gone through. I love that. It's all divine timing for everybody. Speed is different.
Everything is divine timing. The universe has its own time for you, for your thing. So there's no point trying to control. Like, I know for me, the 18 months, and I talk about this in the book, the 18 months that it took to fall pregnant, there was so much emphasis on, oh, you better hurry up and you're getting older and blah, blah, blah. But it's just trusting in divine timing. You know, mm-hmm. I knew that there was such a deeper lesson for me in surrendering and letting go of control. Like, that's what it was about for me, surrendering and letting go of control and not trying to put my time frame on things.
Yes. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
And then the sixth one is remembering that life is so precious. It is so sacred. And now more than ever, we know how unpredictable it is. And our time here on earth, it is finite. We only get one life and one opportunity. So why are we wasting 1 second of it looking over our shoulders or letting other people's values dictate our life, you know, and putting our eyes on other people's lanes? Like, life is so precious and so sacred. And we need to remember that we only get one opportunity and that it's too precious to compare. It's just too precious.
Amen. I love that you said earlier as well that we're all just worthy innately because we're even here, and it's a miracle. It's a rarity that we're even here. And so that's why your life is so precious, and you have the power as well to completely rewrite it as you choose. So, that's beautiful.
Definitely. So they're my little strategies that could help.
The six. Do you mind going through them really fast?
Let's do it. Okay. So the first one was keeping your eyes on your own lane.
Mm-hmm.
Second one, don't keep up with the Joneses.
Or Kardashians.
Mm-hmm. Or the Kardashians or whoever. Number three, engage with your own internal GPS and follow that. Number four, know your values. Number five, forget about your speed and just go. No, sorry. Forget about other people's speed and go at your own speed.
I love that.
And then number six is remembering that life is so precious and sacred and the need to compare.
That is precious. That is precious, delicious. And it's, I love this. So I was asking earlier about fixed fractured friendships. I know that you have a section on that, and I'm just curious why this came up and what it's about and how do we begin to fix them?
So it's so important because there is a whole chapter on friendships, because that is a big area where we compare. Big area where we compare ourselves to others, right?
Yeah.
I remember doing it as young as like 7 or 8 or, you know,
right, really, kindergarten.
Yeah, like it was crazy. So it's really important that we stop comparing to our friends and we fix these relationships, because like it's okay to sometimes feel envious or jealous of one of your friends. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It, you know, it's part of being human. And there's so much that you can do to shift from that place of comparison or jealousy or envy, like feeling envious, to a place of love. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to share with you how you can do that. Do you want me to?
Absolutely, please.
Okay. So basically, you really do need to feel all your feelings. Even if it's uncomfortable, like don't suppress anything, like feel them all and then release them.
Number one for everything.
Yeah. Like if envy or jealousy or anything like starts to bubble up within you, like just feel it and go, okay, I feel that like within me right now, there is jealousy bubbling up, and just feel it. Like don't suppress it. Okay. We don't want to suppress anything ever. All right.
And feel it in our own time.
Yeah. Feel it in your own time. And just take a moment and maybe journal and say, write down right now, I'm feeling incredibly envious. I've got envy bubbling in my cells right now. And just express it, you know, to yourself in your journal, however you feel, but just get it out. Maybe you need to scream. I don't know, whatever feels good for you. All right.
All right.
And then the next thing you do is remember that sometimes our friends' achievements can expand our sense of what's actually possible for ourselves. All right. So if you have like seen one of your friends achieve a promotion or launch something or write a book, it feels, then you feel the jealousy or envy bubbling away inside of you. It's usually like an indicator that you have that within yourself, right?
Beautiful.
And maybe you haven't fully owned it, or maybe you have suppressed it. So this is a beautiful opportunity to see our friends' achievements and use them as inspiration. Mm-hmm. Like see and use them to expand our sense of what is possible or what we thought was possible for ourselves. Mm. Okay. So mm-hmm. they can just like blast your mind of what's actually possible for you. So choose to see it that way instead. Okay. Mm. And then the third thing that you could do is like turn your envy or your jealousy into inspiration.
Yes.
So whenever you feel like that bubbling envy, like dig beneath the surface and see what you find. You might just unlock some like key insights that will lead you closer toward your dreams.
Love that. I love this. And also to piggyback off of what you said, because I've been through this before and I just had to remind myself when you were talking about divine timing, just the speed of things. Well, perhaps there's a beautiful message that you are still brewing that's going to be unlocked in divine timing. And that is something to keep in mind, let's say if they wrote their book or whatever it is. It's something that's happening in divine timing for you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
This is so, like, everybody goes through this and this is gold. I absolutely love this. Is there another?
There's two more.
So okay, let's do it.
The next one is, like, if you're feeling that pain or resentment, like just remember that you can give yourself some breathing room. Like you're allowed to set boundaries for yourself. You're allowed to create some space for yourself. Like you're worthy of that and you don't need to explain yourself to anyone else. And I think if you have that jealousy or that envy bubbling away inside you, like, and you've booked a dinner with that person that night, like, you know, you're not feeling it. Like, it's okay. Like you're allowed to give yourself some breathing room so that you can heal and so you can dive deeper into that for yourself. Like you don't need to explain why, like just take some space. If that feels good for you, I think space is great. So don't feel like you have to, yeah, if you've committed to something, like don't feel like you have to go ahead with it if it's not true for you in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one is to trust. And coming back to what we were saying before, like trusting in divine time, trusting mm-hmm. that your journey and your process is unfolding and everything is always unfolding exactly the way it's supposed to, you know? And we need to remember that. We truly need to remember that because it's very easy to slip into comparison with our friendships that could be detrimental to our relationships, but everyone is at their own speed. You might be building your career while your friends are having families. You might be traveling the world and living out of a backpack while your friends are buying houses. And you might be, running marathons while your friends are having babies, whatever. It's just, there's no rules.
Yeah.
There's no rules. And what matters is that you do what feels true and right for you. And you mm-hmm. feel the feelings when they come up. You feel them, you know, the jealousy or the envy, and you release them because they're not who you truly are and you don't need to carry them.
Ah, absolutely. I hear a little bird singing behind you or in front of you, but you pretty much covered everything that I could even feel or think of and beyond. And I think that that is so beautifully said because this is an area that a lot of people experience. How about if, I know we're short on time, but I'm curious, what about if friends are jealous of you so they distance themselves
or they start saying things behind your back or whatever, how do you deal with that because you valued them so deeply?
I mean, you can't control what anyone else does or says or how they act. And I mean, you could do one thing, which I talk about in my second book, Open Wide, which is practicing crystal clear communication. Mm. So if you know that they're actively out there saying things about you and it's coming from that place of jealousy, I would just sit them down and express it. And, you know, it might not feel comfortable to have that conversation, but anytime I have ever had an uncomfortable conversation, I have always felt amazing afterwards. Yes. Leading up to it, you might feel a bit nervous or anxious. And then during it, you might feel a bit nervous and anxious. But always, like, once you practice crystal clear communication and you have that clarity, you just feel so good. It's like a weight lifted off your shoulders. So I would suggest, you know, if you feel open to it, sitting them down and having a beautiful, open, crystal clear communication conversation with them and see where that goes. And you don't know it. They might be resistant or they might be totally open, and it might deepen your relationship and take it to a whole new, beautiful, deep level.
Mm-hmm. Ah, beautiful. I remember that, the triple C's in your book. I remember that. Ah, so beautiful. Do you have any time for rapid fire?
Yes, let's do it.
Amazing. Do you have any other messages, though, from your book you'd love to share before we move on to rapid fire?
Just read it. It's life-changing. It's for everyone. It's about radical. Yeah, it's about radical self-love. Like, if you want to learn to love yourself unconditionally, wholeheartedly, quit comparing yourself to others and be genuinely happy, then this is for you. I mean, it's for everyone.
Oh, beautiful. And I love that you give practical tools. It's not just concepts and philosophical or spiritual ideas. You give practical tools, grounding tools that people can implement right after this conversation, or pause this conversation, do whatever is like coming up for you right now. But I think that that is so beautiful.
Thank you, honey. Yeah. I mean, for me, it's like, these are the tools that I use for me.
I think that is also really awesome that you wrote this to help you through it.
Totally.
All right. Rapid fire. Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Tea. What kind of tea?
Herbal tea. I don't do caffeinated teas, but herbal tea.
I didn't think so for some reason. I was like, she doesn't seem like a caffeinated gal. Your most used emoji?
Love hearts, for sure.
Of course, same. What are you currently reading, if anything, or listening to?
I just picked up Osho's book, The Book of Children. I think that's what it's called. I think it's called The Book of Children. Let me just check.
Yeah. I've never heard of this one.
Yes, it is. The Book of Children by Osho. It is so beautiful. Oh my, oh my, oh my. So yeah, obviously I'm pregnant, so I'm obsessed with all things pregnancy, birth, parenting. So that is what I am currently reading.
And so do you recommend that one for mamas or soon to be mamas?
100%. So good.
How about your favorite era of music?
I mean, can you go past the 80s or the 90s? Like, it's so fun.
All the way. And the 80s are great too. But yes. 90s, yes, I feel you there. Favorite beverage?
I mean, I love smoothies. I love juices, like cold pressed juices. It's, I mean, I love all that. And coconut water.
My favorite. I love coconut water. I drink that almost daily. What makes you laugh no matter what?
My husband's dancing. For sure. Like, no matter what mood I'm in, he could just bust out some moves and put on a song and I am instantly laughing. Instantly.
You two are so adorable. I just came across your YouTube channel today that you two just posted something together. And I was like, oh my gosh, universe, listen to me. I want something like this. It's so cute.
Oh, he's amazing. I love him so much.
Oh, I see that. What is a guilty pleasure?
I aim to not use the word guilt in my life. Like, and my intention is to remove guilt. Mm. So I have lots of pleasures. lots of pleasures, like dancing is a pleasure and eating delicious vegan chocolate brownie is a pleasure. Mm-hmm. And lovemaking is a pleasure, and time with my girlfriends is a pleasure, and time at the beach is a pleasure, diving in the ocean and time in Mother Nature, connecting with my baby girl inside me. Like, these are all pleasures, but I don't feel guilty for them.
Oh my gosh, that is my favorite answer. That is my favorite answer. Now I have to rephrase it because that is so true and so beautiful, and you shouldn't feel guilty. So the universe gifted you the opportunity to share one message across billboards in major cities all around the world. What would your message read?
You matter. You are a miracle. You are here to share your gift with the world. We need you. You are amazing.
Amen, amen, amen. I hope that they're in traffic so they could read it all, but amen. How would you advise the Euro Magic listeners to create their own magic? You've answered this before, and it's likely going to be completely different because you're in a different season of your life.
Get clear on what you want your life to be like. Like, get clear on, how do you want to live your days? How do you want to feel every day in your life? Mm. Get clear on what magic means to you. Like, magic to me is time in nature. Magic to me is beautiful food. Magic to me is time with my husband. And magic to me is doing what I love. So get clear on what magic is to you, and then take the steps to implement that into your everyday life.
Oh, that is so beautiful and so true. Get crystal clear. Communicate to yourself with crystal clear clarity.
Exactly.
Okay. Where can everyone connect with you on social media and get your book? Of course, they're in the show notes, by the way, but love to hear from you.
Yes. So come and I'm on Instagram a lot, Melissa Ambrosini. Come to my website, Melissa Ambrosini. Check out my podcast, The Melissa Ambrosini Show.
Amazing.
Thank you. And yeah, come and tell me on Instagram what your top three key takeaways were from this episode. I would love to hear. Yeah, come and share with us. And I would just love to connect with you and love to hear what you got out of this episode. And if you read the book, please do come and let me know as well what you got from the book.
Oh, and I can feel that you are just so genuine, so true, so authentic with your word. And so this was more than a pleasure to have you on. There were so many things that you said that fueled me and I needed to hear in the moment. So I absolutely love, love, love this conversation. And I hope you come on for a part three again someday, whenever your next book comes out. And you're just such a pleasure. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. You're a pleasure, and it's been so beautiful to connect again. Thank you so much.
Yomies, that is a wrap. That is a wrap for this episode. I hope that something spoke deeply to you, expanded you in some way. Please let me know if so. You can catch me on Instagram at Raquel Mantra. I spell Raquel a different way than most, so you can see the spelling in the show notes. Or hang out with the Yomis, the like-minded, very conscious and expansive and helpful souls on the Euro Magic Facebook group, especially a place to turn to when it comes to, well, whatever you're going through. And there are several tools on the euromagic.life membership site. All right, well, thank you so much, and have a magical rest of your day.